This is an awesome opportunity for me. I'm excited about this. Whenever I get these pearls of grace and these points of light that come from my own personal struggles or walks with God, I'm always excited about sharing them. And today I want to talk about what I would refer to as this necessary tension between grace and works. That ostensibly, what I want to say is that we are saved by grace, and our salvation is revealed in our demonstration of that relationship, that saving relationship that we have with Jesus. We are not saved by works. We are saved by grace. But the works are a demonstration or are a manifestation of that saving relationship. Let me say it this way. I'll begin by saying this, that I am a sinner undone. And it took me a while to own that, but you know, after coming to know the Lord, I wanted to see myself, and because I had a religious upbringing, I thought that, okay, now that I'm God's child, then and sin has been eradicated out of my life, then how is it then that I am a sinner? But now I understand what it means to be a sinner saved by grace, because on the surface, that looks like there is a dichotomy, but it's not. If you are saved by grace, what that means is that positionally, you are eternally fixed in your relationship with God, that you are His child, that you are saved, and you are on your way to heaven. But practically, you're still working or walking out your salvation. That's why Paul said, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. That you are working or walking out your salvation. You are practically every day growing to better reflect your sonship or your daughtership, your relationship with Jesus Christ. Because the more we look like Him, the more that relationship is reflected in our life. So I can say that I am a sinner undone, and I can own that. And also, at the same time, I am a child of the King. Now, I am a child of the King, not because of anything I've done, but because of the work that Jesus did at Calvary. And so that means, my friend, that I'm blood washed, and now this understanding that I have, this pearl that I've that has empowered me, I'm empowered and I'm liberated by this truth that and it frees me from the condemnation of uncertainty, because you can be certain today that you belong to God and that you're going to heaven, and it has nothing to do with performance, that you have to earn this, because you can't. Even our righteousness, the scriptures goes as far to say as it is like filthy rags. It's like it doesn't measure up to the holiness that God requires of us. He says, "Be you be holy, because I'm holy, and you can't measure up to that." Even on your best day, when I'm at my best, when I'm studying the Word, and when I'm telling the truth, and when I'm praying, and when I'm giving, and when I'm forgiving, even at my best, I'm not measuring up because of my flesh. But what I do know is that grace makes up the difference. Grace makes the difference that my humanity detracts from my perfection, that the what my humanity detracts from my holiness, grace that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. He redeems, or he makes me right. He redeemed me. He purchased my right to say that I am in the family of God, that I am a child of God. And because there is, and I don't know, maybe I'm, and I use these words because it helps me to understand, but there was uncertainty that came with the dualism of being a sinner saved by grace and being a child of the King, and because those are polar opposites. And so there was some uncertainty for me, because I think, and it's not just me, but all of us, we're wired to perform. I mean, as children, we wanted to please our parents. We wanted to please our, our big brother or our big sister. Then when you became teenagers, you wanted to please your peers. You wanted them to accept and to affirm you. And then when you became an adult, you wanted to please your boss. You wanted to please your neighbors and have the a yard that didn't take away from everybody else's yard and all of those things. But there is a deeper and a more spiritual thing that's there, and it's more than just psychology. We're wired to perform, but at the same time, we have to reconcile the dualism to that. It does not equate to the uncertainty that we have about being a child of the King and being a sinner undone. You don't have to live in that chasm, that place of uncertainty. On this earth, we are moving towards sanctification. This is what I like about the scripture. It says very clearly, therefore there is, this is Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation or no guilt, no guilty verdict or no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as personal Lord and Savior. You see, there is no condemnation. And that uncertainty is like a cloud that hangs over our heads. It's like condemnation that you're not living up to it. But that's the whole point. Grace is in the place. It takes the place of your living up to that. It, where you can't be all that, Christ has been all that for you. And so he becomes that. If you'll accept that, he will become what God is requiring of us. So that what he wants from us is to allow him to sanctify us. And what that simply means is that you become more and more like him every day. You die to yourself. You die to your to those things that you know are not pleasing to him and that are not going to move you into a positive relationship with him. Look at these. These are two polar scriptures, and this is going to help us to just unpack this thing and see it very clearly. Ephesians 2:8 says, you are saved by grace. It says, for grace you are saved by, you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. But then if you look at James, the Bible says, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You see, what God wants us to know is this. You cannot earn your way into heaven. You can't perform your way into heaven. There is no way that you can perform and make God love you any more than he already has. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He did that from the very beginning. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain. He was slain. The whole plan of salvation was established even before the foundation of the world. You see, God is omniscient, so he knew that our humanity was not going to measure up. But he gave us a perfect sacrifice. He gave us himself. That is love, my friend. And when you don't measure up, the Bible says love hides a multitude of faults. So don't worry. You don't have to languish in uncertainty. You don't have to be in the valley of indecision. Today is the day of salvation. And the cross of Christ has made the grace of God available to you.